So deep bow to each of you. Today is December 5th, which means it's the first Monday, which means this is the mindfulness coaching call. And we're just going to have fun tonight. You know, I've been teaching a class called Mindful Eating, Mindful Life. And then subtitle is Letting Go of Unnecessary Pounds. And it's a serious class. There's not as much humor as my classes are. And it's like, you know, there's just this sort of a sometimes, and we're partly because we're going into some, we're looking at belief systems and we're looking at belief systems and we're looking at how we reach for food based on what our belief system is telling us. So if we're angry, you know, I have my food for anger. I know what I'm going to be doing. And so, but then what we do is we don't just look at the anger. We look at, well, so what are we telling ourselves that we're getting angry? And for me, and I don't know about you, I for many years, I tried to make the holiday season something that people would think, I'm having a great time. I love December. I just love it. Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not that fond of December. A lot of things happened in December. And, but the majority of it is that when I was a little girl, my grandmother was the youngest of 12. So we had a huge family. And, because all of those people had, we lost Alicia, all of those people had, kids. So when we had family reunions, we had major family reunions. They were at my house. My mom was in charge of the whole thing. And she, you know, it's just way too much for her. In addition to all the craziness that families have, you know. So for me, from middle of December until December 27th was my dad's birthday. And that was always fun. It was almost, it's because it was such a relief. Everything was over and it was just us hanging together. And we all had fun times, you know. But between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it was not so much fun. And what we learned as a family was to eat over it. You just eat over it. You know, you get to have Coca-Cola. You know, we never had Coca-Cola during the rest of the year. But at Christmas time, we could have Coca-Cola. Not a lot, but have a little bit. So there were like special foods that we would have. And there were special things that we did that got us through the holidays. And the most fun part was when it was just my family of origin, because we had a good time. We got along really well. It wasn't so much fun when all the aunts and uncles and the nieces and nephews and the cousins and everybody came about. It was just too much. And so I thought, why not have this based on EMDR for food, holidays, and belief systems, and just talk about it. And my sense was we would probably be kind of a smaller group because this is the holiday, you know, we're in the holiday season. So we get to just kind of play tonight and look at belief systems, but I want to bring in EMDR. Is anybody an EMDR practitioner besides me? Dominique, you are. Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. Okay. So we're not going to get into the nitty gritty of EMDR, but I do want to share some easy things. It's like, I'm not going to get into the why. Why does EMDR work? What I'd rather do is just give you some applications to play with during the holiday season that might uplift your spirits a bit and keep you from grabbing food to help you numb out those feelings that don't feel so great to have. It might be destructive in a certain way, and not destructive like in a violent way, but just destructive in the sense that we're not connecting with ourselves. You know, self-connection for the holiday season oftentimes isn't there because there's all this busyness and we're, you know, trying to please people and we want to get the right gift and all of that. So does this make any sense to anybody? Am I the only, you know, sometimes I think, you know, I'm revealing too much here. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. But does it make sense to you? Just kind of, yeah. Okay. Yep. And, you know, then I feel a little bit odd because, like, Matt and Leisha are in one of my classes. Well, it's the class I was telling you about on eating. And I feel odd when I say that this past Thanksgiving, I just hung out with myself. I just got to know myself. I looked at what the belief systems were that were arising, that were conflictive inside of me. And I worked on it. And what I'm going to share tonight is how I worked on it. And it was basically with EMDR, which I've been doing for a long time. I can't remember how long. Maybe 25 years, soon after Francine Shapiro came out with it and started doing workshops. So maybe even longer.
Wow.
But I think it's the best. And it's one of the reasons why we have Dynamic Trio, which is one of our classes at the school, as a required class for credentialing for coaching. Again, we don't get into the nitty gritty on, you know, what happens to the brain with EMDR. But it's basically applications to utilize for yourself and then to work with your clients. So Joanna's here. She's listening. She's chosen not to. And Joanna, I just want to share with you that being on a panel, being promoted to a panel just means that we can see you. You don't have to talk, but you can if you want to. And that's what that means, just to let you know. So you don't have to do any kind of special presentation. So let's get started, because again, the title tonight is EMDR for Food, Holidays, and Belief Systems. So let's just kind of wiggle a little bit, get here. You know, I like to encourage people to start with their sit bones, like really get grounded if you're sitting on your sit bones, and then layer yourself from your sit bones up with a strong, straight spine, a soft belly, and an open heart. Yeah. Sort of, and you know, and feel free to wiggle. I mean, just if you've been working all day, sometimes we just need to kind of go, you know, and just sort of let things out. And that's okay. Totally okay. Especially when you're with me. So as you're kind of getting into that comfort place, I want you to consider what you've been telling yourself today. What belief system? I don't know, that could be too big of a question. Like, what belief system have you been orbiting around, or what belief system has been orbiting around you? So let's start with a thought. So just consider a thought that has been arising for you to just today, not yesterday. If yesterday was a heck of a day, that's okay. And today is calmer, it doesn't matter. Just today, you probably had some thoughts that were circling you. So what thought in particular was a sort of a separating thought that you would have wished maybe it wouldn't have come around? It can have to do with the holidays. It can have to do with food. It can have to do with anything. Because just because we have this title doesn't mean that you are in prison. And when you know what that is, I'm just going to call on each of you. And if you feel comfortable in sharing what that thought is, I'm going to write it down and we'll be working with those thoughts tonight. But I'd like you to just share your name, where you're from, and what the thought is. Okay. So Matt Collier.
Okay. I'm Matt Collier and I'm from Norman, Oklahoma. And my thoughts are around busyness.
So what's the specific thought, do you suppose?
I am too busy to do the healthy thing, the well-being thing, whatever that might be.
To do the well-being thing. Okay, good. Thank you. And Dominique.
Mm-hmm. So my name is Dominique and I live on Maui. And my thought today, one of them was, my heart is not open enough.
Okay. And Anya.
I am Anya. I am in the Bay Area, so Oakland, Berkeley area. I'm knitting, so if you see me looking down, I'm still here. I'm a little bit of a fidgeter. So my thought today has really been around really wanting to find the right coaching school that's fully in alignment with the work that I already do, which is why I'm here. But it's been a bit of a hyperfixation for me for the last quite some time. So it's still there and I'm still here checking things out.
Good, good, great. I can stay with you also a little bit after when we're done tonight if you have some questions.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And Leisha.
Hi, I'm Leisha. I'm on Hornby Island off the west coast of BC, Canada. And my thought today that's been going around is that I'm not doing enough, like achieving enough, pushing myself hard enough. And I'll just give a quick, someone who's well into the PCC path through the school, I highly recommend it. I've had an amazing experience.
Great, thanks. What, Dominique?
When you say PCC path, I didn't know about your school, Anne-Marie. I just got an email and I was like, oh, this looks really interesting. So what is the PCC path?
It stands for Professional Credentialed Coach.
Oh,
so I have a school called Mindfulness Coaching School.
Uh-huh, right. I saw that, but I didn't know PCC. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
And so people come, originally started with psychotherapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers to transition from working in that realm to coaching. Uh-huh. And that was about 7.5 years ago. I can't remember, maybe 8. And so the school has grown pretty quickly. And that's what we do. So PCC is a second level. There's 3 levels of credentialing. PCC is the second level. That's what Leisha was alluding to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm real biased. I think it's the best school. I just love it. I mean, I was talking with Kristen, who's one of our teachers today. Mac and I had an hour long conference with her, and we were just talking about how fortunate we feel to be with these kind of, you know, with the folks that are our students, that, you know, are our colleagues really, and you know, from all over the world. And they, so anyway, I get to hang out with really cool people. Mm-hmm. So back to the, Anya, where do you live?
So I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area, right outside Berkeley.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have 2 island women and 1 water woman. And then Matt and I are landbound, or however that's called. And Cindy Friedman is here. Hold on. Cindy, I'm coming. And Cindy is also from Santa Fe. So Cindy, as you're getting ready, hi. Cindy's one of our famous cantors here in the city. So as you're kind of settling in, what we're doing is we're looking at one thought amongst many that you've had today that have been circling you. And then we're going to move that kind of into a belief system with EMDR. And Cindy and I have done a lot of EMDR together over the years. Yeah. So Matt had, I'm too busy to do the well-being thing. Dominique said, my heart is not open enough. Anya, finding the right coaching school that is in alignment with her. Leisha, I'm not doing enough. I'm not achieving enough. I'm not pushing enough.
I've had the thought today a couple of times, am I being authentic enough, often enough?
Am I being authentic?
Authentic, often enough.
I like that. Am I being authentic enough, often enough?
So the flip side is, are there times when I'm not authentic?
Or maybe what times am I not authentic? Could we do that one?
Yeah.
Okay. But what was the first one? You said
am I not authentic enough? Often enough. That was how I first said it.
Am I being authentic enough often enough? See?
Yeah. Yeah. Like
that. Okay. All right. So mine's going to be, well, Joanna, do you want to play with us? You can put what you said in chat. I'm going to keep moving, however. So mine is going to be, what's mine going to be? I want to eat more. That was my main thought today. I want to eat more. Okay. So let me just see if Joanna responded. No, she didn't. Okay. So now look at your particular sentence, look at your particular thought. And what's the belief system behind that? What's the belief system? So for instance, when I look at, I want to eat more, I think that I might not have enough, which I always think is part of my Irish DNA, you know, with potato famine and, you know, I came from very, 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 very poor family in Ireland. But so I might not have enough. I might not have enough food. I might not have enough food. So I think that could have to do with my history. But then when I look at even further, so what's underneath that? I might not have enough food. And enough food to do what? Or what is that about? And so then it really comes down to, I am not enough. In a funny little way. It's like, it's just, so if you keep asking yourself, if you keep playing with that thought, then you come down to what I would consider a negative cognition, which is what we call it in EMDR. So I went from, I want to eat more, you know, I want ice cream, and I just discovered raspberry balsamic vinegar goes great with French vanilla ice cream. Oh my God, where have I been all my life? And so I want to eat more. I want to eat more. But then I might not have enough food. And then it's, I might not be enough. I am not enough. So it just kind of gets quieter and quieter. So that I am not enough is almost like a whisper compared to, I want more food. So Matt, what about you?
For me, it boiled down to scarcity, which I think is the same thing.
For you, it's what?
Scarcity.
Scarcity, yeah. Yeah. So what would be the thought? What's the negative cognition?
The negative cognition would be... well, I'm not... There is not enough. There is not enough. Rather than, I am not enough.
There is not enough.
And yeah, that's interesting. I maybe want to play with that offline, because I think there is a connection between myself and others.
Mm-hmm. And Dominique, what about you? When you say my heart is not open enough.
I'm not totally clear. I went down, the next thought was I should be more embracing, secure, and open. And then I wrote, if I don't embrace certain individuals, I won't be liked. So I'm not sure if it's I'm not lovable or likable or if I'm not enough. I'm not quite clear. Like I'm not open enough. I'm not embracing enough. Yeah.
But it's definitely not. And you all don't have to follow in my footsteps about this enoughness. I just want to say that.
No, well, I mean, my thing was my heart is not open enough. So then.
Right.
So
maybe that's it. Maybe you culled it down right there. But what is that with your nose?
You know, the one that feels more resonant is I'm not lovable. Like if I don't embrace a certain person as I think I should, then I won't be liked or loved. And I think that's the one.
Okay. Okay. I just felt so sad. I just felt sadness coming up. It's like I can feel the tears behind my eyes when you say that. I'm not lovable. Does anybody else have that experience in terms of telling yourself you're not lovable sometimes?
Wow, I must have some big defenses up because I'm pretty kind of numb as I say it. I'm just saying I'm not lovable and I don't really feel much.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, we're going to keep working with this. Anya, finding the right coaching school that is in alignment with you. I'm not sure.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. So I'm also the I will never be enough. Adding credentials and credentials and trainings and trainings and just constantly, you know, just have to have it all, this insatiable appetite. And then underneath that is, well, I will never be in a space that will think I am enough. So having a space that matches me, that somehow doesn't exist. And that underneath that is, I will never get my mother's approval.
Okay. Isn't that interesting? It's like, I want to find the right coaching school that's aligns with me, to I'll never have enough credentials, to I will not never be enough, to I will never get my mother's approval. Oof. Yeah.
And I'm already clear on that, the never getting mom's approval, and why that drives me to constantly needing validation from the outside, and it doesn't mean it stops the pattern. I do. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like intellectually, we can all talk this, you know, we can talk this. It's a good game. You know, we know this really well, but it may be something that is not healthy for us. And we're still in this, you know, it's still orbiting. I'm going to use that. We're going to go into astronomy. Well, it's just, you know, it just keeps orbiting. Even though we can talk about the analytical aspects of it. Right. Thank you. Leisha, I am not doing enough, achieving enough, pushing enough.
There's something about it's not okay to rest and just be. And it actually, you know, all of what you've all said, you know, comes up with that I'm not enough just being me, just that. Yeah, it's like if my value comes from what I do or produce or complete.
Yeah. So do you want to hang with it's not okay to rest and just be, or would you rather have I am not enough being me?
Yeah, I'm not enough being me.
Yeah. I am so glad we're doing this. This is great. Cindy, what about you? Am I being authentic enough, often enough, to what times am I not authentic? So we just need to do a little bit more work on this one to get you up to snuff here. And you're on mute. Yeah.
I've experienced today, you know, with on a Zoom thing with 12 other cantors, and I felt stupid and, you know, incomplete and not able to read the stuff and not able to do, and I just felt it was beyond not authentic. It was like I'm a fraud or something. It just.
Okay, so Anya just went like this. So I am a fraud. I mean, is that where you want to land? That's a pretty potent negative cognition.
It's pretty negative, and that is what I felt.
Yeah.
Okay. In that moment. I mean, fortunately, I don't feel that way all the time, but that's what I felt today.
Yeah, yeah. We're just talking about today. Okay, so I'm gonna still go with I am not enough. I am not good enough. That puts a whole other thing there. I actually have one of my private email addresses for people on my staff at the school is brilliant enough. Because I was really struggling that when I started the school. I was like, I'm just not brilliant enough. I've got to be brilliant, you know? So then I just went into brilliant enough. It's like, you're brilliant enough. You're good enough. So just keep, you know, just deliver. Deliver the goods. Do what you want to. Do the passion. Go for it. And I am not enough. I think that's underneath I am not good enough. I think I am not enough is like a foundational piece for I'm not good enough. I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you all think?
I would say good enough. I mean, and I'm not enough is like zero. Right. I'm not good enough, maybe just a little higher.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. It's like I am not enough is like a found. It's like the tile floor, you know, in the background. It's like bottom line.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that just for semantics sake, you could certainly put a little blank enough.
Oh.
But, you know, I am not blank enough, but for semantics, you could take that out and just, I am not enough. I feel like it's pretty powerful.
I think I'm going to go with I'm not enough for right now. Because I'm just thinking about this one particular slice of my day when it was like, I'm not enough. I don't, you know, I can't do this one. Okay. So we've got I'm not enough. I am a fraud. I am not enough being me. I will never get my mother's approval. I am not lovable. And there is not enough. Okay, let's do the antidotes, okay? Which in EMDR we would call the positive cognition. So it's basically the opposite. And so even though you may not feel the opposite, we're gonna play with that a little bit. And I'm gonna just teach you a couple techniques. I do wanna say, I'm going to switch mine. Actually, I'm going to say, this is what I'm going to, okay. This is it. My body is not good enough. Ooh. Okay. So my body is not good enough.
That sounded like it was the one.
You know, because I could say my body is too chubby, my body is too fat, except I don't like to use the word fat. But my body is too chubby, but it's my body is not good enough is bottom line. It's what it is. Okay. All right. So let's look at antidotes, or as I said earlier, a positive cognition. And I want to just take a break really quick right here because we're about halfway through. Is this okay that we're doing this? This is different than when I had initially titled. Yeah. Okay, good. Because I think Yeah.
It can be applied, you know, I will use it if I'm thinking about food, anything food related in the next few weeks. This is helpful.
Okay, good. And Anya, you're okay too. Okay, good. And Cindy and Matt and Alicia, I trust you that it's okay with you guys. Okay, good. So let's start with Matt. There is not enough.
So as we've been talking, a title of a book that I read a few years ago has been rolling around in my mind, and it was called The Illusion of Money. And the person that wrote the book said it could be the illusion of anything, the illusion of security, the illusion of love, the illusion of whatever substitute, much like we could put a blank in here. You know, something is not enough. And so I wanted to play with that. And a positive cognition I'm thinking about is enough is only an illusion.
Hmm.
Hmm. But that may be too abstract.
Well, especially there's a part of me that goes, don't take away my what I'm working on. No, but it is. I mean, well, it is an illusion. Enough is an illusion. Having to measure, you know, all that. But that's where I think it's important to underline it and go, yes, and. You know, it's like we can analyze it and we can say enough is an illusion, except that when we're in it, we don't feel like we have enough. We don't feel like we are enough. I mean, when I go down the rabbit hole, it just sucks.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older, I know that it's just a rabbit hole and it's going to, you know, it'll shift. So what are you thinking right now?
I think I want to pass and keep thinking about this just a bit.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to go into your body as opposed to your mind.
Okay, that's a good
idea. Is that right?
It always works.
I know, it always works with you because yeah, you got too good of a mind. So so go into your body. When you tell yourself there is not enough, what arises for you?
It's very constrictive. It's almost like a black hole collapsing in on itself.
Okay.
It's ugly. It's not joyous.
And where do you feel this in your body?
Very much in my chest.
And where does the black hole live in your body? And everybody can be doing this. You know, you can kind of go into this too, and because you'll learn.
So it's actually a portal to another part of the universe. It's a wormhole, and it's all perspective.
Okay, I want you to come back into your body. I think it's cool that you discovered this portal, but I want you to come back into your body, into Matt's body, not into the body of the universe or the body of Gaia, into your body.
Okay. Because
you could do this. I mean, what you're doing is wonderful. I mean, it's a great guided meditation in a way. But for right now, for our purposes, I want you to go right into your body. And where do you sense that ugliness that you said?
It's right here. It's where's not that? Exactly over the heart, but it's like in the center.
So the solar plexus?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what about the joylessness?
It's dark. It's devoid of life and fun. And
where does that live in your body?
It's orbiting the black hole.
Okay. All right. Okay. So this is there is not enough, right?
Yes.
Okay. So knowing all of this about the somatic aspects that we just kind of explored quickly. What do you suppose would be the remedy, the antidote, the strong medicine for when you're telling yourself there's not enough and you want to be in a different, you want to go through a different portal?
It's as simple as kicking my feet like I'm swimming in space. It's doing something. It's moving. It's making a choice.
So I am moving. As I move, I make choices. Or see what we're doing. We're mm-hmm. creating. So as I move, I make choices. I make choices in the enough space. I don't know. Because we're talking a lot about space.
I almost want to say it's like a making space for joy. It's a choosing joy.
So I choose joy.
Yeah. I think I can work with that as a positive cognition.
Does it feel like it's a kerplunk?
Yeah, it would be an antidote for the darkness, for the disease of not enough. Yeah, I'm going to write that down. I choose joy.
And I like what you said, the disease of not enough.
That's the hyphen, dis-ease, not at ease
yeah,
with.
No, that's what I got, yeah. I'm sorry, I should have said it a little bit clearer. In fact, let me just show you something. I did a zine recently. This is a woman her name is Ruth King. I don't know if you all know her, but this is for one of my graduate courses. And racism is a heart disease and it's curable. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Just wanted to bring that in. Okay, I choose joy for the disease of not enough. Yeah? Okay, all right. So Dominique in Maui, what part of Maui are you on?
I'm on the North Shore in Haiku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was over, yeah, we'll have to talk. Maui is one of my faves.
So. Yeah.
I have some really good friends that live there, and I on mile 14, I think it's about 15 miles.
Kula?
Yeah. It's right off the highway.
Oh, off the Hana Highway. Mm.
Yeah. Off the Hana. Okay. So I am not lovable.
Yeah. So my positive cognitions are I am lovable even when I exercise discernment. I won't always please everyone and I'm still lovable. And I had a really cool experience when you were guiding Matthew through his somatic piece. I noticed when I think about my heart not being open enough and felt into it, it felt like this, like metal collar around my neck. And yeah, just, when I think I'm not doing it right around loving or being open enough, I really, my voice cannot be let out. That was helpful. Yeah. And when I have the cognition, I'm still lovable. When I'm using discernment or I'm not pleasing everyone, my throat opens up. So that was helpful.
So what would happen if we, what is it? Let's see. A couple things are arising for me around this because creating a positive cognition is real important in terms of how we say it, because we're programming ourselves and we're going to be doing some physical things in just a moment. So what would happen if we said something like, it's almost there, but it's not there. So I'm hearing lovable, your voice, discernment. And I would like to delete the part about even when I exercise discernment. Hmm. That's kind of a negative spin. So
yeah.
If we, something like I am lovable, or my voice, I speak my voice when I am lovable and discerning, something like that. I mean, what happens when you hear that?
I like where you're going. It's something like that even when keeps coming in. How about I speak my voice and I am lovable?
When I am lovable? I speak my voice when I am lovable?
I don't know. That feels like a condition or something, like when I'm lovable, I speak my voice. When I speak my voice, I'm lovable.
When I am lovable, I can say whatever the hell I want to. Uh-huh. When I am lovable. So there's something, we've got some conflicts going on here. Does anybody have any ideas? Yes, Anya?
Yeah, Dominique, I really heard you say that it's conditional. And I was also thinking that, like, what about if you're just lovable?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
Right.
But
I want it a little bigger. I want to be able to hear, so when I do something, I'm lovable. When I choose, I'm lovable. When I choose myself, I'm lovable, or something.
I'm sorry, keep going.
No, go ahead.
I was just thinking, you know, we could make a blank, kind of like how Matt introduced the illusion of, like, I am lovable when I, boom, I am lovable. You might have 10 positive cognitions. Mm-hmm. I'm lovable when I speak. Mm-hmm. I'm lovable when I am discerning. I am lovable when I, yes, Matt?
How does it land with you, Dominique, if you say, I'm always lovable?
I don't believe that.
But part of the positive cognition is creating that belief.
Except I don't believe it either.
Uh-huh.
Let me just carry forward what Matt said. I'm going to interrupt you for just a minute. What about I am learning to be lovable? Wait, how did you say it?
Always.
I'm learning to always be lovable. I am learning to always be lovable.
I can try it. It's just I don't know if I believe that either. I don't know if I
will to believe it.
Always be lovable by everyone, you know.
Well, I don't know if everyone is. Then how about I am learning to love myself?
I like I am lovable when I blank. That feels really good. I think I heard you say, is that a kerplunk to Matt? And that feels like, yeah, that's good for now.
I am lovable when I were.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay. Let me just get this ready. Anya, I will never get my mother's approval.
But you'll have to kind of walk me through this. This is my first time doing
okay.
Kind of EMDR. I mean, I get it from what we're doing here, but if you can just kind of help me get positive, what's the word?
Positive cognition.
Cognition.
So oftentimes, like, a positive cognition is pretty much the opposite of what the negative cognition is. And in EMDR, there's real basic things like I am not enough is a negative cognition that is true for, and then, so I am learning to be enough would be, you know, and even though that's a real quick flip and it seems a little bit maybe too simple, it really is potent. So when you say, I will never get my mother's approval, what's underneath that? I mean, what could it be? And just for the sake of time, I'm going to pop in. We could do something like, I'm learning to approve of everything. I'm learning to give myself approval.
I like that.
You know? Yeah. And so then that flips it. So no matter what your mom does, it doesn't matter anymore because it's about you. So when you make a decision or you make an action, you're approving it as you're doing it. And then you can always, you know, tweak it.
I approve of myself no matter what I do.
Okay. Does that feel right?
Even if I'm super messy and blah and, you know, all over the place and fiery and all that stuff, I still approve of myself.
Yeah. So I approve of myself.
I'm working on
it. Do you want to add another thing to it, or do you want to just say, I approve of myself?
I unconditionally approve of myself.
Really?
I want to believe that I can do that. If this is like a neural retraining thing, then let's go there.
Okay, let's do it. I unconditionally approve of myself. I love that. Especially with the way you just framed it a second ago, you know, if this is a, you know, neurobiological thing. Okay, so I unconditionally approve of myself.
Yes.
Alicia, I am not enough being me.
I am. I loved what you did with Matt, and I dropped in really quickly to a good somatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the mask on, which has come up this week as well. And so it's about my authentic voice and self. Mm-hmm. And so mine is, my authentic self is valuable. Mm. Value is, you know, enough value, you know, but it is about value right now. And can I just share quickly when you were working with?
Yeah. I want you to share quickly, but I want to get back to you. So my authentic self, how did you want to say that? Because it came out.
Is valuable.
Is valuable. Great. It's beautiful. Okay. Thank you. So what did you want to share?
Just when you said, so we're eyes closed, you said, no, let's just drop into Matt's body. I had like an out of body experience. Towards him. Nope. That's not where I'm supposed to be. So, you know, careful.
Yeah, I've never had anybody respond that way. I was speaking to Matt's body, because Matt can go out there so fast, as we know. That's great. Yeah.
I was just following your instructions.
Yeah. Maybe in the January newsletter, you can share this experience, your other body experience.
Astral projecting.
All right. Anya, are we aligning with what you want in coaching school?
Yeah.
Okay. Cindy. So anyway, it's Alicia, is my authentic self is valuable. Cindy, I am a fraud.
I don't know how to say this in two words, but if I honor the part of me I know is strong and wise, then the times when I feel that inauthentic fraud self shouldn't matter. So how can I put that in a
how about I honor the strong and wise Cindy? Yeah. Can I just share a quick little story about Cindy? Cindy, is this okay?
Yes.
So I watched Cindy. I knew Cindy before she was a cantor. And she became a cantor at a time when most people are kind of thinking of retirement. Is that true? Can I say that? It was a while ago, but you were, you know.
I was a student in my 50s.
She was a student in her 50s. And I got to be with her during this whole process of her, even before. I mean, we have so much wonderful history together. And Cindy put herself into situations where it was like being in a universe of not knowing what to do, not knowing how to do, not knowing the next step. And she just kept doing it, and as a cantor. And it was so inspiring, and it continues to be inspiring. I mean, yeah. So when she says she's a fraud, that's just her inner critic talking. So I honor the strong and wise Cindy. I think that's beautiful. Yeah, good. Okay, so we've got, I choose joy for the disease of not enough. I am lovable when I unconditionally approve of myself. My authentic self is valuable. I honor the strong and wise Cindy. But I'm getting goony. I just came up with a really bizarre positive cognition that I'm not going to share for myself. So let's see, my body is not good enough. My body. I am in awe of this precious human body. That's it. I am in awe of this precious human body. Okay. So we have 5 minutes. And the other thing you need to know about Cindy is she cries easily. She's like, I am.
So true.
So a very simple piece here is I'm going to teach you two different applications. And I'm going to talk you through it. The first one is called the butterfly hug. And it's a way that as an EMDR practitioner, we teach children, you know, who have gone through a lot of trauma. And so, you know, they hug each other, but they do it in a butterfly way. So, so you cross your arms like this, kind of like a butterfly, you know, and except that you pull up your arms so that your hands are on your shoulders and loud enough so you can hear it in your ear. And yet soft enough so you don't hurt yourself. You just go bump, 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 bump. You alternate. Okay. And this is for those of us who know gym exercise or brain gym exercises. You know, this is moving in that direction. So what I want you to do is think about your positive cognition. Okay. Close your eyes and just go bump, bump, bump at your own rhythm, but kind of do it at this. Don't go real fast. And don't go too slow. Just as Goldilocks would say, go just enough. Okay. And take some deep breaths as you go. Notice how your body's responding. Exhale all that's not needed. Now stop for just a moment. And what I'd like you to do is just write down what you're experiencing right now. So that you can remember it. You can go back to it when you're needing to. It can be what your body's experiencing, what you're telling yourself, sensation, any of that. Now, the next one I'm going to teach you is a very, very simple. So the butterfly hug, it's kind of hard to do if you're in a grocery line, you know, and let's say somebody just kind of looks at you cross-eyed and you're feeling one of these kind of negative cognitions and, you know, you can't just kind of go. But what you can do is you can take your fists and just alternate your fist. Okay. So for instance, I am in awe of this precious human body. I'm just going back and forth, but I'll put it down on my lap. You could be at a board meeting or, I don't know, at somebody's birthday party, or you could be, it's Christmas Eve or Hanukkah or, you know, it could be the high holidays and you're kind of a mess inside and you're running one of these negative cognitions that you've just shared. So take the antidote. take the remedy, the strong medicine, and just alternate. So you can have your hands in your lap at the table, the dinner table. So I am in awe of this precious human body. I am in awe of this precious human body. I honor the strong and wise part of myself. My authentic self is valuable. I unconditionally approve of myself. I am lovable when I am in fill in the blank. I choose joy for the disease of not enough. So now do your own. Boom, boom, boom. And now come to a soft end, and I'd like you to write down again what arose for you during those just, you know, 60 seconds. Okay, and come to an end. I'm always, always, always kind of shocked in a funny way of how similar our negative cognitions are. You know, it doesn't make me feel so lonely sometimes, you know, when I have this thought and I think I'm the only one on the planet that has it. And it doesn't make me feel so isolated when I start to expand out of that kind of mindset into more of an infinite mindset that says, I am in awe of this precious human body. I'm in awe of this precious human life. You know, I am good enough. I am good enough. I am authentic. You know, I'm valuable. It's like, whoa. Yeah. So thank you. It's a wonderful holiday gift that each of you came today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All of your cognitions are in me as well. Thank you. That was a huge gift.
Good, good. So what we like to do at the very end is just share our name and where we're from and what we're taking away. And just for the sake of also the school, I need to say that our last class for 2022 is this Saturday. Will be completing it. And our next classes are starting in January again. So if you're interested, look at our website. We've got some dynamite classes. And so we're moving some of our classes into an asynchronous way so that you don't have to be in a Zoom class all the time. What else do I want to say about that? And then if you know that you want it, like Anya, if you know, Anya, just stay later, okay? Just stay a couple minutes later if you can. So Matt, who are you? Where are you coming? What are you taking away?
So Matt Collier, Norman, Oklahoma. And I'm recalling what we talked about last month, how every minute is precious with a client, and even 5 minutes you can do something, short amounts of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, working through this and even doing it for 1 minute, 2 minutes, I felt differences in my body. Almost felt like I was rocking in the cradle or maybe in the bough of a tree, right? Very, very peaceful. And that's something that, and always going back to my body, right? Getting out of my head. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm taking. It just takes a few minutes to get back into the body. Yeah. And those few minutes can be precious for a client.
Good. Thank you. Thanks. Leisha.
I am taking away there's a shadow side to achievement that I'm going to look at. This mask that's been coming up mm-hmm. is part of it, and how those two things connect, because achievement's not a bad thing.
Not at all.
using it as a mask is hurting me. It's not helping me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Utilize that that positive cognition and see what, because you're going to get all these gems coming up from that. It's an antidote, but it's an antidote that digs deep at the same time, and it lets all this wonderful wisdom just surface. Mm-hmm. Good. Dominique.
Yeah, that was really powerful. I got very clearly that for today, it's I'm lovable when I say no. And that brought up a lot for me. That felt like a big gem that surfaced for me today. And then I really am in awe of how connected I am in infinite ways to other individuals. So thank you.
Good, yeah. Thank you. Thanks. And Anya?
Yeah, so thank you so much. I should say that I'm on unceded Ohlone land. That's really where I am. So if you know where that is. and then on a personal level, this was so profound. I got so much out of it. Thank you. I can't believe how just doing this, it's truly amazing what the body does. I think it's getting into my parasympathetic nervous system so fast. So I wrote down a bunch of great things. On a professional level, I have questions on doing this as a coach versus, just the whole educator, coach, therapy consultant, you know, boxes. So we'll definitely chat about that hopefully after.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thanks.
And Ms. Friedman.
I'm Cindy Friedman. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And one thing I'm taking away is appreciating how I feel reminded of this wisdom that I have known at other times in my life, but have conveniently forgotten. And it's so nice that it can come back so quickly.
Good. It's good. Great. Thank you. Well, let's see. My name is Anne Marie. I live in Santa Fe. It's, the ancestral lands of the Tewa. And I'm taking away what I shared earlier, just how connected we all are. How connected we all are. Yeah, thank you. Deep bow. Bye-bye. And Anya, I'm staying with you. Bye, Dominique. Say hello
to Mao. I will, and Louise as well. Aloha, everyone.
Oh, and yeah, Louisa, yes, of course. Yeah. Big love. Bye. So hi, I have a few minutes. We ran late. Whoops, let's see. Let me just stop the recording.